met up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
This is an awesome story. A man named Adam Georgelin, a.k.a. Pigeon, is completing a wheelchair ride along the length of the GV Rail, which is huge, 120 Ks. And he's going to be doing it in December, all to raise funds for a really good cause. He joins me now. Morning, Pigeon.
Hi, Ellie. Thank you for having me on.
That's okay. I've had a message from one of your teammates telling me Pigeon is what they call you down at the club.
They do, yeah. I'm actually doing a wheelchair push, but the funny thing is, well, it's not actually funny, but I'm not in a wheelchair all of the time.
Okay.
I was born with spina bifida, L4-5 spina bifida, which is low down on my spine.
Mm-hmm.
And I walk with an altered gait, basically. So I walk a bit like a pigeon, I guess you'd say. But also, more to that, I race pigeons in my other spare time. Aside from the footy, I also race pigeons.
Stop it.
So,
that's awesome. How do you race pigeons? How does it work?
Basically, the pigeons have little leg tags on them.
Okay.
And they're clocked through these days it's through the computers. They have like a mechanical swipe, like at the supermarket, and you swipe the pigeon legs with the tag, and it registers a time from one place to the other with the pigeons.
Stop it. So do they have like an obstacle course, or is it just literally the length of the distance that they've travelled?
Yeah, basically the distance that they've travelled. So they might do a short race from Wallen, where I'm from.
Yeah.
Back to where I'm from, because they're homing pigeons, so they come back to where they're from.
Right.
And they might drop them off at Hit GV.
Yeah.
And it's the time it takes to get from there to home. The winner is the one who is the furthest from the race point and the quickest pigeon home.
Oh, my goodness. I did not know that was a thing. Very
yeah.
cool. I'm a bit against pigeons, though, because once I was walking and I was drinking a Coke Zero at the time, which I have a bit of an addiction to, and the pigeon flew up into my face and I poured the Coke Zero all over myself. So ever since, I've been anti-pigeons. But, hey, we've been distracted by pigeon chat. So tell us about this ride you're doing. It's happening in December?
Yeah, well, for the last two seasons, I've been involved in the Robert Rose Foundation wheelchair football competition. Basically, it's run in conjunction with Robert Rose, DSR, mm-hmm. which is basically Disability Sports and Recreation, and AFL Victoria are in. So there's five teams currently that compete once a fortnight. It is every Sunday at the Burundara Sports Complex in Baldwin North. Richmond, who I play for, there's Collingwood, Essendon, St Kilda and Hawthorn.
Right. How cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So are you just doing this ride by yourself, or is it with your teammates?
Well, it's sort of gotten bigger than I thought it was ever going to get.
Yeah.
Initially, it was just a passing comment that I'd made to my wife, that I'd like to do something to help support the organisations who have helped me and supported me to be able to get involved in sport. And, it grew from there. We thought we'd do a push around the block and with tins and raise money in the neighbourhood, and then it went to around the town, and it's blown out to the entire length of the GV rail trail now.
That's awesome. 120 Ks. It's going to be huge. Tallaroook to Mansfield. How long do you reckon it will take you?
I'm hoping, all going well, I should be able to do it over 3 days. It'll be from the 1st of December through to the 3rd of December, with the 3rd of December being International Day for Disability. So,
right. All right. Well, good on you. It is such a good cause and such a huge effort. Are you training already for it?
I am, yeah. We're halfway, or more than halfway through the footy season, so the footy training's helped. But, on the side of that, I'm also pushing the wheelchair along bike tracks and around the block to build up the muscles.
Oh, good on you, Adam. That's awesome. Now, you have set up a GoFundMe page. Push on, Adam Cycle Challenge. Is that the best way for people to donate if they'd like to?
Yeah, or add me on Facebook and I can add you into the group. There's a specific group as well, which the GoFundMe is on that group. So I can add people to the group. And you can get involved that way.
Perfect. All right. Well, good luck with it all, Adam. We're looking forward to seeing how you go. Matt, check in with you again in the new year and see how it went. But in the meantime, happy training. And thanks so much for coming on the show this morning.
Thank you very much for having me on. It's been fantastic.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie. Miss something or want to hear it again?
Get the catch up at hits.com.au or download the Hit app.